Zochim, Perches, Mishnah Vov. Previous Mishnahs, we were dealing with people that the Korban Pesach can't be shechted for them. The last Mishnah, we had a very clear distinction between somebody who's Tomei Be'etzem, and then he's Minanimna, that Pesach should be shechted on him. Even if theoretically he could be Mitayer himself before the Achila, but there's a psul in the Shechita, in the being Nimna, Al Shechita, Al Akrov is Korban Pesach, and one of the Shemas is a Tomei. Mashenkin, somebody who's not Tomei, is only a Tvul Yoim, he will be Tohor even from his state of being a Tvul Yoim. That already doesn't have a shame Tomei, and then you could be Shechit. So here we have other cases in this Mishnah. We have an Oinein. An Oinein is somebody, Rachman Tzlan Meisle Echod Mikroivov, the din of aninus is menatoru. Avelus is a question machlek sushainim sugis in the beginning of Ksubis. If avelus yom rishon is deraisa, the other days of avelus are certainly a takana moshe rabenu, they're derabonon. Avelus yom rishon, like we said, machlek sushainim. Aninus is certainly deraisa psukim by richus and pasha shmini, by aron ubonov, by misas nodav aviu. The pasuk also says, this is an important pasuk, is in the Vidui Maisris, in Parshas Kisove, L'chalti Bo'ini, L'gabi Maisris. And the Gemara learns out of Kal V'chaymer. If there's a psul of an oinin eating maisir, there's certainly a psul of an oinin L'gabi Achilas Kochim. So here's the point, that even though he's takra, not roi right now for Achilas Kochim, the halacha is that you could shecht on him the Korban Pesach again with the understanding that he's not completely nadroi. He's only nadroi now legabi the akrova, but be'etzem he's an oimedes lihitoer, we'll use that term, even though an oinen is not tome. And therefore, on the smach that he's going to be able to be mishtatav and achilas Korban Pesach tonight, memele the halacha is shecht malov. Achreinim happened to have two tzadim, or two basic tzadim, in how to understand aninus. One way would be to say that aninus is similar to the din of tumah. It's a quasi tumah. Where's the tummy? He wasn't metame himself. He's a medes lihitame. The din is that a korov is metame, the psukim, the beginning of Pasha Samar. It's not only on a koin, but it's one of the dinim of a korov is that he's metame by the levaya of a close relative. An oinin who's mesev mutalafonov, even if he didn't become tame per se now, but his din of avelus, that's mutal liois olov, is to become tomei. It's interesting that the din of avelus is not deraisa according to some rishonim, but the din aninus is to pass them off. But it's some type of quasi form of tumah. But he's not a tomei mamish. Memela shoichn olov, like we're saying in the Mishnah over here. Why? Because he's going to be roi to eat from Korban Pesach. We'll see in Mishnah Ches that he does have to be toivul. Makes sense. He has this quasi shame tumah love. The other way to understand aninus would be to say it has nothing to do with tumah per se, but since the mason with the lefono, say he's a torud, he's a doig, he's an oval, that's not a state, that's not a personal state where a person should be, he's not besimcha, he can't be eichel maisus, kolshken, he can't be eichel kochim. But tonight he will be. Now the aninus, okay, we'll get back to that. How long is the aninus nimsha? Hamafakeh chesagal. Mifakech esagal is somebody who there was an earthquake or a building collapsed, and he's right now being Isaac and overturning the stones, the gal of Avonim, in order the excavation, the rescue efforts, in order to pull out somebody. He's by 9/11, by ground zero, he's trying to pull some people out. The question is over here, it seems to me a machlekes in Rishon, we look at the Rav, what we're talking about over here, that there was definitely somebody, Rachman al-Islam, buried under the rubble. The shayla is if the person is alive or dead. Therefore, Sheikhtin Olov, the Rav says, Klo. Why? Because he has a cheskes, tahara, ad shiyodea shenitma. So, well, the person who is engaged in the rescue efforts has a cheskes, tahara, can be Sheikhtin Olov. V'chein mishev tichuhu lohitziyoy mibesu asurim. You could shecht on a person who you'll know will get out of jail. We're talking about a jail that you're not going to be able to get him in a piece of meat tonight. That means if it's a Yiddish jail cell in Yerushalayim, and they happen to be holding him, so the mistab is you can check on him, and you can bring a bus of kochim to eat in jail. They won't let him out of jail, so what? So he'll sit over there. We're talking over here about with the jail cells outside Yerushalayim. So maybe he can't eat it in Koimai. They will maftiach him that he's going to, they're going to be moitzim in Beis Hasum, who exactly is involved. If a Yid is involved, the Gemara says you could rely, like sort of a shliach oisei shlichusev, it's a goy, asher pimdi v'shov. You paid bribery to a goyish smuggler who says he's going to get him out of jail. You can't believe that. You can't al smach zeh shech or karban pesach. V'achol v'azokin shein yichol lecho kezais. His lechor, these seem to be poshut. What's the difference if they're a chol or a zokin? The point is they can eat. The halacha that we have of Eina Eichlov in the fifth parak was somebody who can't eat a kezais. Here we have a chol or a zokin, so he has the difficulty. He could chew a kezais. But lamaisi, he could be yitzad achilus, and maybe he could check on him. The halacha is shoychatim a leim. All of these matzovim have a certain status quo, and that's really the underlying theme over here in the Mishnah. Oinin is interesting. Chazal, where guys we said aninus, is a din deraisa. But the din deraisa we learn out is only biyoim misas kroivav. What happens if they don't bury the mace till tomorrow? Doesn't make a difference. Aninus min deraisa is only by yoim. Chazal were moisif on this din, even the Laila Shachrei Yom HaMisa. So, Achman al Tzani has somebody that died on Yom Yud Dalet Nisan. So, Memela, he's an Oinen, even Balaila, but since it's only Durabonon, Lamaisa Legabi Shchitas Korban Pesach, which is an Asay Chomer, it's one of the only two Essen. We'll learn later, it's one of the only two Essen where there's a Chiv Chorus. You're talking about a Dov Chomer. So, Memela Sheikhna loves a Pesach. This din grada, the way we just explained it, the ninus of Lailo Shachre Yom Haptir, Yom Hamitzah, is only with the Rabbanan, and that's why it's Nitcha Kameh Shchitas Korban Pesach, is according to one Shita, is a whole sugi in Zvachim Dav Tzadik Tes. This is according to Reb Shimon, according to Reb Yehuda, that we don't paskin that way, aninus of Yom and the Lailo that follows are the Raisa. So according to him, Avada, he's not going to be Roy for Achilas Korban Pesach tonight. About you can't shecht on him. We have to point out that besides for the Isser of Achilas Kachem, which is learned out of Achilas Meiser, like we said, there's also another Isser the Gemara learns out that an Oinin is Posel Avoido. It also has to do with Aaron HaKohen and those sugis, where we learn out from Aaron Ubonov that it's also for a Kohen to be Oivit. Well, actually brings a different Posel. Shlomim korbonoi, that he has to be b'shlemus, Oinin is considered somebody who's broken. He's like a balmum, legabi the seder avoid, even though he's not physically a balmum. So lamaisi is posel hakrova. The thing is that we say over here that since, if we'd be talking about where meis leimeis yudalet after chatzois, since it was already chal on him, chal on the gavra. O choyvash shchitas korban pesach. His state of choyvash shchitas korban pesach doesn't allow for the state of aninus, which is a psul hakrova, to be chal. But if he'd meis leimeis in the morning, so the meis leimeis in the morning renders him psul for the whole of today, for the whole yudalet nisan. Forget about the fact that he can't eat kachem. It renders him a psul hakrova, psul shchita. If that's the case, it's not going to help him, the fact that he has a heter on the shchita, on the achila tonight, when the aninus becomes drabon. Right now, the aninus passes it from akrova by yoim. So it depends which one is chal first. As I state in the Gemara, this is paskin by the Rishonim. Then what's the halacha? Then he's nitcha. Then he has to bring a korban pesach sheni. So we have these cases. The oinin, like we're saying, is there's a toss up between different factors. The mefakech es hagal also. It's not so poshut. We'll see the end of the Mishnah, another prat in this. And the Chol and Zokin seems to be that the Chiddush is that they're old, they're not well. You're talking about somebody who could still bekoshe eat a kezayis. What happens if in 5 hours, 6 hours from now, by the Zman Achila, his matzav is going to get worse, his blood pressure is going to go down, he's not going to be able to eat? They have a chazoka that you can shecht on them based on their matzav of now. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah. Al kulon ein shechten alem bifnei atzmon. Since the matzav is a little bit iffy, so mele ein shechten alem bifnei atzmon. Because what's going to happen if you're makir v'korban pesach for them on themselves? Shemi yaviu is a pesach l'day psul. L'maisa, we don't want to set up a korban pesach ba'oifin where it could very well be, since there's a suffix over here, where you have a suffix over here, that the korban will become possible. So we don't want to bring. We have a cloud where nimna from bringing kachem lebeis apsul. Now the Mishnah adds another din lefikoch, because there's something iffy. So that's why you could be makiv. You're not makiv on they themselves, but you could be mitzarif them to an existing Korban Pesach. What happens, Taka, if it turns out that there was a problem? That the Taka not tonight roi lachilo. The Fakech Zagal turned out he was Tomei. The Mishif Tichu lahoitzia lamaisa. They weren't. The Alochas lamaisa, the Shechita b'shaita was good. So we have the klal that we learned over the last few prokem that if somebody is mitzarif to the Shechita's Korban Pesach, it's chali was yotzi yidei chayvo, so he doesn't make a Pesach sheni. It's only if somebody was mufka from the Shechita that he's not yotzi Korban Pesach. But if tonight, he could have today, that it was shechted, but if it were, he should have had a heter of achilo. Lamaisi, he didn't get to that point, he wasn't able to eat in the Korban Pesach, no matter. He wasn't yotzi in the midst of achilo's Korban Pesach, but he still considered that the Korban Pesach was brought for him, and then he can't bring Pesach Sheni. He doesn't, and he can't. The Mishnah adds, Chutz min ha-mafakeach begalshu tome b'tchilose. What happens if he taka kept on pulling away the rubble and found out that there was taka a dead body underneath? So heyoysov, he was tome. So I said that retroactively we see that b'shaite, when the shechita took place, he only pulled out the body a half an hour before the shkia. The Shechita's Korban Pesach Olav was 3 hours before that. The Aloch is Lamaisa. He sees that he was Tomei. He couldn't have Korban Pesach Shechted for him. So then Mimele, he's considered Menat Tomei, and then he brings a Korban Pesach Sheni. Here we have to add one point. We're talking over here, where he knows that if this body is here, he was mile on that body, and or even if they discovered it a few days later, he knows for sure from where the body was situated that he was definitely mile and he was definitely tomei l'mafreid 2.5 days ago. Now here the Rishonim have a discussion. L'chayrus v'ol gedav zayin, that if they pull out a dead body nebuch 2.5 days later, l'chayrus, the person had certainly a suffix that maybe he was alive then, 2.5 days ago. How do you assume that he was a tomei? At least make it a suffix. Maybe he was yoytz, and then if you have a suffix, so I wasn't for sure Yaitz Pesach Rishon, but you can't bring Pesach Sheni. What happens that the din is that he's considered that he can bring Pturin Lasa Pesach Sheni. Chutzman of Vakech means that he can be mitzdaif to Pesach Sheni. What's the pshat? So Tosfos says a klal, which is a velt asik, without going into it, which is learnt out from the sugis in the beginning of Nida. The Shmaitzin, Shmaitzin Beis has a whole Arichas on the Sisoid Rishonim, the whole Sugis, in Perek HaMadin, Ksubistavayin Vol, Kan Nimtze Kan Hoyo. Lamaisa, you never saw the person underneath the rubble alive. So Lamaisa, Nebuch, 2.5 days later, when you find the body and he's dead, right now in this situation, the only thing you see is a dead body. You never had that in this place you saw a person who's alive, you never saw him. All you saw him under the rubble was dead. So Mameli, even though the Chazokah de Meikar, the person certainly had a Chazokah de Meikar, but not over here under this pile of rubble. So that's Kan Nimtzo. Here's where the body was found. The physical location defines the scenario in front of us. The fact that he was definitely in a different state, he was alive 2.5 days ago before the rubble fell down, does not take away from the Madoiz B'Fonenu. And we see only what's in front of us, we see Tumah. The reason why it's a chiddush is because the person does have a chazok to make kar. Lemaisa, when you say kanimtze kanhoya, again, is a sugya ruchova admoid, without going into it, suffice it to say that, of course, there's machlokes in Rishonim and gedolei achronim. Lemaisa over here as well, some Rishonim hold that no, the person himself, the gavra, has a cheskas chayim. But even when they found the body 2.5 days ago, 2.5 days later, it's obvious from the scenario, from the body, from the gal, that if he was here, that means the suffix is not there's a person we don't know when he died. Or we don't know if he lived for a while. That's what we were just talking about. According to Hashem, that a cholik in the way we just explained it from Tosfos, Rambam l'chor hazoi shteit, Meiri, so then the case in the Mishnah is we don't know if there's a person underneath. If he's there from the scenario, from the situation of the body and the rubble, we know for sure he was dead on impact. Problem is that we don't know if he was here. If we wouldn't know whether he died, then we would shtalzach on cheskes chai. But since we know when we find the body 2.5 days later that Nebuch, he was killed on impact, as soon as the earthquake took place, so then we know that our mifakech, our hatzolah member who's being Isaac in mifakech zagal, certainly was tummy, and then he could definitely bring Pesach Sheni. That's what we're talking about over here. The other one's a marmokim, for where this also, this idea of Kanetze Kanoye versus Cheskes Kai, falls in also in defining a point of Misa, is what happens, they telegram somebody, and the telegram says that Nebuch, his brother in a faraway country, died. He doesn't yet have information when the brother died. He doesn't know if he's hearing something that happened now, something that happened a month ago. On the one hand, his brother had a Cheskes Chai. He spoke to him 6 months ago. On the other hand, right now he's getting a gris. He's getting, unfortunately, a moidor that he's dead. That means he died now, he died earlier. Nafkamina is, if he hears it, if it's a Shmur Rechoyko, or we say, no, that he died a while ago already. If he died a while ago, so it's more than a month ago, it's a Shmur Rechoyko, he only sits Shiv for an hour. If we say that, no, he heard it now, that means it was recent, it's fresh news, he has to sit Shiv properly. This is a major discussion in Yeridei and Hilchos Aveilos and Shin Tzadik Zayin. It's just one Maramokon thing. Mishnah Zayin. Now we go on to a different Indian. In Shechten Sapesach Ala Yochid, we had just had the Mishnah. You have people that are subject to Sufik, whether they will be able to eat the Korban Pesach, you check for them. What do you mean? There's a whole Chabur here. So the Mishnah seems to be clear, is going that you can't bring for them a Korban Pesach alone. The Hanukkah seems to be that you can be makir for one person himself a Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, in Shechten Sapesach Ala Yochid, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, because the Pasuk would seem to imply that the Korban Pesach has to be brought. They even have a diuk in a Pasuk of Pashtu, the Pasuk is saying you can't shecht Korban Pesach bamdinu. It has to be in Yerushalayim. It's a whole discussion of why you need a Pasuk of Lafukil, because it's regular Kotchim. Kotchim Shchutei Chutz is always possible. But without getting into that discussion, as I state in Pasuk, the Gemara's Medayik put a comma, Le'suchel Lezboichas HaPesach, Be'achad, the word Be'achad is extra, Be'achad with one person. So Lamaisa, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the putting a comma in the Pasuk. That way he doesn't hold his Joshua. Avada Lechetchila. Avada one does, because the Tzur is Avada with a Tzibur, the Pasuk says. V'shachtu Ha'isa Kol Kaladas Yisrael. The Gemara, even in the beginning of the second paragraph in Kedushin, learns out Shluchah Shalom Kemoisai that Klal Yisrael is bringing a Korban Pesach. That's the Tzur of the Pasuk. That's Avada Lechetchila. Shalom's only if it's Makiv V'dievet. Then the Mishnah adds, "Afilu chabura shomeo she'en yichodin lechol kizayis, ein shechten alein." This is Rabbi Yosi who allows if you have one person who could eat the Korban Pesach, so you can be makir of a Korban Pesach for him. Zok there that if you have 100 a chabura shomeo she'en yichodin lechol kizayis, is one person who can't eat the kizayis. You have another 100 people that can't eat the kizayis, ein shechten aleihem for them. They're not mitzvah to the Korban Pesach because they can't eat a kazayis. But the one person who can eat a kazayis, maybe you could bring the whole Korban Pesach. Now, there's another problem with the also. Is one person going to be able to bring the whole Korban Pesach? The Rambam says something interesting, which the other Rishayim don't seem to bring. The Rav certainly doesn't say this. The Rambam holds that there's a lechatchila. It might be chal b'dievet lechatchila. You're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach unless the person who you're shechting for is besugot to eat the whole keves. Why? Because that means you're setting up a situation where it's going to be over the day noisim. That you're not allowed to do. Ve'en oisim chaburas noshim v'avodim uktanim. There's a new halacha. Stam a chabura has to have members that are roi, that are tsugepast. The dinder abonim, to eat with each other, not where the situation is compromising in snius, in kedusha. Therefore, Noshim and Avodim together, it's Mevil de Kalus Rosh. Avodim Uktanim is Mevil de Pritzus. You could have a Chaburis Noshim, you could have a Chaburis Avodim, you could have a Chaburis Lechari, you can't have a Chaburis Ktanim themselves, because there's nobody there that could be the Sheikhet, that's the Oysa. And there's nobody there who could set up the Korban Pesach, be the Mamana, be Mizak, the Ktanim. The Ktanim can't do for themselves. But a Chabura of Tanim with Noshim, that Lechari you can't do. You can't have Noshim with Avodim, you can't have Avodim and Ktanim.